sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, we're holding that slot open possibly for Pastor Vitali. And I reached out to him this morning. I'll give you an update on our conversation that he and I had early this morning. And we'll see if he's available. I know that he is out for a Bible study that they're having at another village's church near where he resides. So, but there's some good news coming out of the Ukraine this morning, our morning, their evening, and so some hopeful news coming out as well. And we'll try and get an update live from Pastor Vitali, but I can give you his update that I'm aware of at the bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, Larry Klayman joins us. We'll get an update on J6 and more information on his book, Counter Revolution. And what does that look like? And how do we have a peaceful restoration? And it's interesting, we're having members of Congress now that are actually calling for the ouster. I don't know if they're going to do a 25th Amendment or just actually what the Republican side, the conservative side, is saying is there needs to be an impeachment. We may get into that here in just a minute with my first guest. Bottom of the hour, Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt is with us. Pray in Jesus' name. Disney. I mean, if you haven't heard the story about what Disney, of course, we've known what Disney's been promoting. If you believe in any kind of traditional values whatsoever, please understand that for years now, Disney has not been a friend of traditional values, whether it's by the forced introduction of characters that are highlighted as, I mean, these are created characters that are promoting a perverted lifestyle, and much of the focus of Disney has always been towards children and families. Folks, they've been running this agenda. This is no newsflash. They've been running this agenda. And I've said on this program for the last 10 years that Disney has been targeting the destruction of the family by promoting programming that indicates that the kids are smarter than the parents, and the dumb parents need to just shut up and get out of the way. Well, the real message of that is destruction of the family, the state replacing the parents. We've heard the other side come out and say that your children are raised by the village. Parental rights are an affront to them. And look what's happening down in Florida. That whole thing down in Florida, and we'll get into that some more with Chaps. But you know, this is about kindergarten through third grade children not having pornographic materials forced into their lives and forced in front of their eyes and forced into their ears. And the left is throwing a fit that this is somehow an affront. I mean, if that doesn't tell you what the homosexual agenda is about, it's about perverted sex, period. That's it. The homosexual agenda is about perverted sex. The question you need to ask, the simple question is, so you were born with a attraction to a hairy male anus. Not normal. Don Jans is my guest. Hello, Don. I'm sorry. I said it. You know what? It is what it is.
Thomas Paine from The Crisis. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Interesting how Thomas Paine equated tyranny and hell. The evils of hell, the forces of tyranny, go hand in hand. They support each other. They promote each other. They are brothers. And as we promote the evils of hell more and more and more in our nation, tyranny will become more and more and more prevalent. It's not, that's just a pure fact.
Yep.
And unless we who profess Christ are willing to grab hold of that in its true understanding and are willing to confront it, we will become a real, real immoral tyranny. That's what will happen, my friends.
Well,
what's happening?
We that's what we're seeing, Don. We are watching. They have been indoctrinating young people for generations now to be amoral. When polls are taken to ask whether or not people believe in what's referred to as absolute truth, they say no. Now, it's interesting. You could argue back and say, well, if you absolutely say that there is no absolute truth, then that is in and of itself an oxymoron. But that's not the point of the poll. The poll is there a universal understood truth that is applicable in every situation to every person? And is there a line that is truth. As a believer, the Bible tells us that there is. Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Period.
And Jesus not only stated who he was and what the absolute truth is, but we have to remember that he also was the creator. Now, anybody who creates something, who, if you go out and build a little machine, you understand that little machine better than anybody else. And you understand all the intricacies and how it works and what your intentions were. Christ is the creator. He created you. He created me. He created man. He created woman. He understands that we can live in a wonderful, wonderful environment if we follow the rules he has stated, or we can live in pure disaster if we violate those rules.
Right.
That's how he created the world.
And he died on the cross and said, now I have defeated sin and death. And so the good news message of the gospel is that whatever you're bound in that is in opposition to God's word, Jesus Christ came and he gives us the ability to get free from that. That's really the good news. So, you know, we highlight this is evil, but it's not only is it evil then for the community at large, but individuals that are living a life that is in contradiction to and is enmity to the word of God, generally speaking, 90%+ of the time, are dealing with internal conflict that reveals itself in external actions and behaviors.
When people, and we've seen this time after time, it's in writing. Those who promote to bring tyranny, those who promote to bring disaster, those who promote to control the lives of everybody else, they understand that what they have to do is they have to come in and they have to destroy the foundation upon which a real true society is built, and that's the family. You go and you look at societies where the family is a strong, strong structure, where you have, as God designed it, a strong moral father, a strong nurturing mother. Those children have a strong foundation. Karl Marx noted this, understood this, mm-hmm. and he specifically stated, if we are going to destroy society so that we can put in our brand new society where the state is the God, we have to destroy that family function. We can no longer allow that to exist. Lenin thoroughly understood this. And Lenin, like the communists here in the United States who understand it as well,
right,
their primary goal is to go after the family, destroy the family. And their main way of doing this is by promoting sexual perversion of all kinds. And it worked for Lenin, and it's working here in the United States. One more quick note on this.
Yeah.
When you have a society that has a truly moral, upstanding, and fair Supreme Court justice like Clarence Thomas, and you attack him continuously, say we have to get rid of him, and then you go and you promote to the high court, or you are about to promote to the high court, another judge who has come in, and she has done nothing but assisted and helped the pedophile. If you're going to attack a family, you attack the children, and pedophilia is one of the most horrible things. Child pornography, using kids to make money, using kids in a sexual manner to make money, is an absolute abomination. And that's where our nation is this very day. And who is promoting it? But it is those who are also trying to bring about tyranny in the United States, and that's the American left. And so again, tyranny and hell go hand in hand.
Yeah, it and what's being used, you know, in our schools is Kinsey. It's this heterosexual homosexual rating scale that's being used to pervert your children. Be aware of it, folks.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is John MacArthur. Join me for today's Portraits of Grace. The Old Testament gives God many names, but one of the most lovely is Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord who provides. Providing for his people is so much a characteristic of God that it's one of his names. Still, many believers tend to doubt God will meet their needs. But Jesus said you shouldn't worry about what you eat, drink, or wear. Why? Because the Lord is Jehovah Jireh. He knows your needs, and he will always give you what you need. David understood that. He said, I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his descendants begging bread. You see, you don't have to own or control everything to meet your needs. Just receive what God gives you, invest it in his eternal kingdom. Stop being anxious about what you need. Be a portrait of grace and trust in his provision.
The first question that the devil asked the first woman, Eve, in the Garden of Eden was this: Hath God said?
Billy Graham.
The devil was trying to plant in man and woman a doubt about the Word of God.
The devil hasn't changed his tactics. He's still trying to convince people that what they read in the Bible isn't really what God meant. Maybe you've doubted something you've read in the Bible or wondered if the Bible is still relevant today. Don't believe the devil's lies.
This is the Word of God, and it doesn't change from generation to generation. And what was true 1,000 years ago is true today in this book.
If you have doubts or questions about the Bible, visit us at findpeacewithgod.net and click on Grow in Your Christian Faith. That's findpeacewithgod.net from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. You know, there's a foundation, and I was talking with my friend Matt Long about this, I don't know, it was either last week or the week before, on our Monday night call that we do before our Tuesday show. And Matt was mentioning to me about reading some history about Thomas Jefferson, Don, and how Jefferson had gone through and studied a number of different religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, just a bunch of different ones, and came back to the conclusion that America had to be founded on Judeo-Christian values, on Christianity. I'm pretty sure he picked that up at David Barton's website, in fact, but that he discovered it had to be founded on that, because Christianity was the only belief that allowed people free will and the ability to decide, but gave everyone a premise upon which to enjoy freedom and to enjoy liberty, recognizing that freedom and liberty come from the God of the Bible, from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, from the Christian God. And then of course Adams added to that you know, our rights, because what our Constitution, folks, and our Declaration of Independence, these are formational documents about freedom and liberty. But you can't have freedom and liberty in chaos, and it's one of the reasons why the Marxists, and Don, you've so eloquently taught us on this for the last 10 years, you cannot have freedom and liberty in chaos. So Marxists will use chaos as a means, and disinformation and so on, as a means to create an unstable society, to shift the balance from individual rights, freedom, liberty granted by God, to a more restrictive, your rights come from government, from man, because you couldn't handle the freedom and the liberty, and because of that, we're going to take it away from you.
Yes. And Lenin specifically stated that liberty is so precious that it has to be allocated. Where Jefferson and Adams, who both studied John Locke, and John Locke was one, was very specific about where our rights and our liberties come. In the Declaration of Independence, Jefferson and Adams stated that is from our Creator, which is God Almighty. Mm-hmm. John Locke specifically stated our rights and liberties come from God, but they both stated God. The Marxists, those who advocate for tyranny, absolutely have to go on the premise that no rights and liberties come from the state. That is a real difference that we are seeing come into play this very day.
Now, let me just interject, because I've had this conversation with some scholars about this too, and the difference between John Locke's version of that and the ideas and the concepts of Jefferson and Adams and our founding fathers, where they even parted ways, was Locke was saying you either get rights from God, from the government, or you get rights from God. In other words, life, liberty, and so mm-hmm. forth are given by God. Except that our founders believed, and the Word of God says, they're not actually given by Him. They're actually breathed into us. They are who we are, not what we receive. So it takes it a step even further. Mm-hmm. Which is why our founders were willing to say, I surrender everything in order to fight for this, because this is like when the Word of God says you've been given talents and gifts, some 5, some 3, some 1, and another place some 10, some 5, some right. 1. And not to, you know, but Lot's concept was more the one guy who said, it's given to me by you. I'm going to bury it. I'm going to hang on to it. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to kind of protect it. And then when you come back, you'll get the one you gave me. Our founders were like, no. It's a 10 and it's been put in you. That's why it's an inalienable right, which was a big deal in their debate and in their argument. Inalienable right. So it's a part of who I am.
Explain what inalienable means.
Inalienable means that it can never go away. The only way that it ends is when you die. The only way that the right ends is when you die. And when you understand what it is that they are doing, they are essentially saying, I'm going to kill your soul. I'm going to end your soul. You will walk in human form. That's the move to transhumanism, which we can get into next week. But that's the move to transhumanism. I'm going to kill the soul of the human so that I can control the body. Back after this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S. based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the bore well here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the bore wells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this bore well through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this bore well through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can...
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is always my pleasure to welcome, and we do this at the first Friday of every month, and today is the first Friday of April. I want to welcome to the program my good friend, Chaplain Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. Pray in Jesus' name. Chaps, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning, Pastor Greg. God bless you in Jesus' name. I wish we had a joke to tell on April Fool's Day, and partially the sad truth is that the Disney Corporation is now openly recruiting children into LGBT lifestyles. There, the three different Disney executives went on a video, which has now been tweeted out over 2 million times, that they are openly restoring the lesbian kiss into the new Buzz Lightyear movie. They are promoting many gay lead characters in future movies. And their response to Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida is that they are, instead of don't say gay, they're now making it a policy to don't say boys and girls and don't say princess in their theme parks anymore, because we don't want to assume that boys are boys and girls are girls. This is your Disney Corporation at work.
And Disney has had, you know, been doing this for quite some time. I was mentioning to you in the break, Disney has been going after the family by presenting programming that makes the child the expert, that makes the child the one who has all of the answers, and consistently goes outside of the framework of the home in order to be educated, in order to get knowledge and so forth. So mom and dad are viewed as kind of bumbling along, and they don't really know what's going on, and they're clueless. And this has been targeting the destruction of the family. And, you know, this is, in my opinion, this is absolutely, it's just so far adrift from, you know, the Walt Disney vision and Walt Disney's desire to create a place that was protective of children and supportive of mom and dad. And yes, absolutely, you know, dreams and be the best that you can be. Those are all part of the message. And now, you know, now the message is one of perversion, and it just falls so much in line with what we're seeing happen to children through the programs that are happening in school, the sex education programs that are based on the Kinsey scale and on Alfred Kinsey's perverted sexual experimentation and assaults of children from the 1960s.
Well, sadly now they are undermining parents. And one example is a Disney executive. This is caught on video, so I'm not making this up. LaToya Ravenow is one of the producers of Disney animated movies like Buzz Lightyear that are coming up. And she's the over all the movies, right? This is not some low, this is not just for one movie. But in a virtual meeting of Disney's executives, LaToya announced that she is implementing her, quote, not at all secret gay agenda, end quote, and that she and her colleagues are regularly, quote, adding queerness to children's programming, end quote. So, in fact, she was complaining they don't do this enough. She's saying, well, For a long time now, we've been, you know, adding little gay characters in the background and gay lyrics and gay songs. But now what we're failing to do is have enough lead characters that are openly gay. And they want to promote Disney movies to children, including cartoons, that now have lead gay characters. And those will be coming forth soon, including the new lesbian kiss that's in the Buzz Lightyear movie that's coming out in the months ahead.
It's really, really, you know, stunning now when you stop and think about it again, you know, because we heard for a long, long time, chaps, that there is no agenda. Oh, come on. You know, there's no such thing as an agenda. And yet when you look at, again, these conversations now that have been made public, they've admitted that for a very long time, they have been trying to promote this gender dysphoria and a perverted concept of sexuality. And folks, we're talking about to children. I mean, when you frame what Florida's law says is that we're not going to introduce these sexual orientations and these sex-driven narratives to children ages kindergarten to third grade. We don't want anyone introducing this kind of sex ed in the classroom. It's not going to be allowed. The individuals who should be talking about these conversations and subject matters with their children are their parents. And they believe that they also introduced another bill that he signed that said that parents also need to be notified as to curriculum that crosses that threshold so that the parent is able to have a conversation with their child or decide that they want their child opted out of particular subject matter. And it's defending parents' rights. This isn't anti anybody. This is pro healthy child, pro healthy family. But this is a true reveal, in my humble opinion, this is a true reveal, chaps, of what the homosexual agenda truly is. And they state within the overhauling of straight America that NAMBLA, which is the North American Man-Boy Love Association, pedophilia, and they now call it, by the way, if you haven't seen this, they call it minor attracted persons, and they've introduced this definition into the American Psychiatric Association, and they're saying that the difference between minor attracted persons and a pedophile is pedophiles are attracted to prepubescent individuals, while minor attracted persons are attracted to all minors. That sounds worse to me, chaps.
Yeah, that's like all children. But Disney has jumped on board and jumped in with both feet. LaToya was not the only Disney executive caught on that videotape, which has now been tweeted out by Christopher Rufo, investigative journalist. Got over 2 million views on Twitter. And the other Disney exec who's prominent in this is Kathy Burke. And she is the Disney corporate president. They have like 7 corporate presidents. And we'll talk about the general CEO after this. But Kathy Burke is the one in charge of future content production. And Kathy Burke, caught on this video, Disney corporate president, says that, quote, as the mother of one transgender child and one pansexual child, she supports having many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, end quote. And she also said she wants a minimum of 50% characters in Disney movies in the future to be LGBTQIA and racial minorities. So less than 50% straight white parents, I guess. And I'm fine with the racial minorities. I don't think having up to 50% gay characters is, first of all, it's not representative of society since less than 1% of America is actually gay. But when they push it on the children of straight parents who object, I think there's no way for parents to filter that out unless you pull the plug. I am personally unsubscribing from Disney Plus. I am even going to have to turn off my ESPN, which is 80% owned by Disney. It's sad, but there's no other way to speak to these people. And by the way, Disney stock is crashing. There is a shocking drop in the past 3 months. Maybe some people knew this was coming before, but Disney stock is down 25% in the last 3 months. And I think now with the boycott going, 1 million moms and AFA just announced a boycott of the new Buzz Lightyear movie. Somebody is going to have to get their attention. The only way we can do that is to vote with our dollars and not give them to Disney.
Well, and I just was looking. There's Elizabeth Vetterhoff. I'm not exactly sure she's in Florida politics, but DeLand Republican Rep. Elizabeth Vetterhoff has become the third Republican to announce her campaign is returning donations made by Disney in response to the entertainment giant's stance on parental rights legislation, HB 1557.
She's returning. It's $2,000 they sent her, but she's returning it. Folks, I cut off my Disney Plus as well yesterday. I canceled the subscription. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, Spirit man perfected,
and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt, Pray in Jesus' Name, is the program that Chaps has, and you can find it on your favorite television network. It's on satellite networks all across the country. Pray in Jesus' Name. And you can also find the website, by the way, Pray in Jesus' Name. That's .org, correct, Chaps?
Yeah, PrayInJesusName.org. We be sure to sign up for our free email alerts. They're on the right side toward the bottom. Free email alerts. You'll get a not every day, but a news alert with prayer points and ways that you can petition Congress.
We're talking about what Disney is supporting, and go ahead if you would, Chaps, and read to us what their CEO is now saying, and then I'm just going to make a comment for you folks, and it's the reason why I am encouraging every single parent to go to themindpollutersmovie.com, themindpollutersmovie.com, and request a filming of that, a showing of it. Go to your pastor and say to them, Pastor, we have to have a special gathering for parents so that they can see this film. This is what is in our child's school libraries and our public libraries, and we got to be aware of it. But Chaps, talk about the CEO of Disney, if you would, and then I will jump in and explain more in depth what I was just sharing.
So this is the top guy at Disney, Bob Chapek, and he's been quiet, you know, for a few months now, until this Florida bill was signed by Governor Bob DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, and now Bob Chapek, the Disney CEO, wrote the following letter, quote, "To my fellow colleagues, but especially our LGBTQ plus community, thank you all for reaching out to share your pain, frustration, and sadness over the company's response to the Florida Don't Say Gay bill. Speaking to you, reading your messages, I understand how painful our silence was. It is clear this is not just an issue about a bill in Florida, but instead yet another challenge to basic human rights. You needed me to be a stronger ally in the fight for equal rights, and I let you down. I am sorry," end quote. So announcing that, he is now stopping all political donations in Florida, and he says he is going to start sending Disney money to advocacy groups and gay groups all around America to combat legislation in other states. Disney is now exporting gay into state politics in every state in America to pass more gay bills and oppose more straight bills.
So let's frame this and understand exactly what it is that Disney is promoting and what they are promoting happen to your child. What Ron DeSantis and the Florida bill does is it says that we are not going to introduce sexual orientation conversation. We're not going to force this. We're not going to force pornography and perverted conversations upon children K through third grade. We're talking about roughly from the ages of 5 to 9. 5 to 9 year olds should not be being, I don't think that any child, probably no child in public school should be forced to look at pornography. But what you have to understand is that the comprehensive sex education program that is in your schools is based upon the experimental and sexual assault that was done on children by Alfred Kinsey. And in one of the diagrams 33, 34, and 35, they're in his book, in his study. On one of those sheets, it talks about a four-month-old that was subjected to sexual assault for 24 straight hours, in which they recorded 27 orgasms by a four-month-old in a 24-hour period. And they document it, and they indicate that this is proof that from birth, children are just simply sexual beings interested in having sex. And this is what they are teaching to your preschoolers and your kindergartners. It's why I'm furious with our governor, Greg Abbott, because Greg Abbott was behind promoting forcing four-year-olds into preschool, and he has been behind and supportive of this comprehensive sex education program because one of his largest donors is an active LGBTQ activist that is supporting the governor of the state of Texas.
Wow.
Yeah. It, and so, ladies and gentlemen, as parents, this is a wake-up call. One of the good things, chaps, that came out of this whole shutdown and lockdown and kids can't be in school and parents can't go to their offices to work and so on, is that parents were then essentially kind of almost forced. They had to look and see what their kids were being taught and shown in school. And that's when things like CRT became a thing, where people were aware that was going on. But the perverted activities and the perverted actions that are a part of the comprehensive sex education program are also a part of this. And as parents are becoming involved, they're showing up at school board meetings. School boards across the country are having to listen to the parents for the first time. In some instances, parents are literally voting the school board out and changing it over. In other instances, you have situations where school boards are calling on local law enforcement to ban parents from even being in the room, chaps.
Well, I think it's time to pray, and,
yes,
and we need to pray that there's a red wave this fall.
Yes,
that parents rise up like they did in Virginia and
yes,
take back the state house and take back the governor's races and
in
take
the
back the Congress.
Jesus Christ.
Father,
yes,
in heaven, we pray in Jesus' name that you would rise among your people and your parents to oppose the Disney Corporation and their effort to homosexualize children. And
yes,
God, give us back control of our kids in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Chaps, thank you. PrayInJesusName.org. You'll get alerts about these kinds of issues. Get signed up over there. Folks, it's up to us. It's up to us We are going to be held accountable for these children, for our grandchildren, and for this culture. God bless you.
Next time on Focus on the Family, Dr. Tony Evans explains what it means to have a kingdom marriage under God's authority and for His glory. He shares about maintaining oneness, the importance of having a servant's heart, and how to rebuild a marriage relationship that's been fractured. God's wisdom for your marriage on the next Focus on the Family.